Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today, continuing to share with you the Word of God on how to overcome in your life. We're sharing about overcoming temptation. We pointed out to you that there's three types of temptation. Satan tests man, God tests man, and man tests God. We've talked about God testing man. How does he do it? With his word in the heart or in the mind. And what is the purpose? To bless us. Always to do good. To find out if we fear the Lord. Find out what's really in our heart. Find out if we're going to really do his word. And find out if we really love the Lord our God with all of our heart and all of our soul, if we're going to watch our mouth. And the purpose is to do us good at our latter end and to bless us, to give every man according to his ways. God's going to reward us according to the fruit of our doings. And the second area we've been talking about is man testing God. Man tests God when he turns back from the Word and he tempts the Holy One of Israel, tempting God, limiting him. And I'll tell you, we don't want to turn back from the Word. We actually are testing God and we limit him from working in our life. How do we do this? Through unbelief, through rebellion, stubbornness, disobedience. Any time that we yield to sin or yield to walking in the ways of the flesh. Now God wants us to receive his word, but we actually test him if we don't act upon his word in our heart. If our heart is not right, remember God is with us according to our heart. He looks upon the heart. And how did they test him? They tested him because they questioned the provision of the Lord. They questioned the presence of the Lord. Don't ever question God's presence. They questioned God's word and didn't obey it. I'll tell you, his word is true. You know, he's always with us. He never forsakes. And he's the God who will meet all of our needs. They also tested him whenever they yielded to the lusts. I'll tell you, we can't walk after the lusts of the flesh. We need to walk in the ways of the word. They also tested him when they would not do his word consistently. You know, there's scriptures in Psalms 106. We're talking about how they lusted exceedingly. It said there that they forgot his works after they originally had believed his words. And they didn't wait for his counsel. If you forget the works of God and you wait not for his counsel, you're going to be open for the enemy to work. And what happened? They lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and they tempted God in the desert. And what happened? God gave them their request. You know, God will give you the things that you want if you choose them. He'll let you choose life. He'll let you choose death. He'll let you choose blessing. He'll let you choose cursing. And what happened? He gave them their request, but he sent leanness into their soul. God wants you to have a fat soul, not a lean soul. And if you tempt God and you don't listen to him, if you forget his works, if you lust in the ways of God, in your ways, and you don't listen to him and wait for his counsel and hearken to his voice, there will come leanness into your soul. Another way that they tested God was they were seeking a sign. Oh, they had to have some kind of sign. In Luke 11:16, he says, others tempting him sought of him a sign from heaven. You don't need some sign from heaven. You are tempting God when you seek a sign. Instead, you should seek to hear from the Lord, to hear his voice, to find out what his word says, to listen to what he tells you to do. The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. If you've got to see some sign that's going to manifest in the natural, you're going to be moved by what you see, by what you feel. You don't want to go seeking after a sign. Instead, you want to listen to the Lord and walk by his word and hearken unto his voice. The Bible says without faith it's impossible to please him. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You seek him, he'll speak to you, and you're going to operate by faith. Don't go seeking after a sign, or you are tempting the Lord. Also, another way they tempted God was putting a yoke upon the neck of the disciples. Legalism and bondage. and you see this happen in the body of Christ. There are people that get legalistic and they have people in bondage. You gotta do this and you gotta do that. That old have to attitude. No, what happens is God's Word comes to us. We need to receive it. We need to act upon it so that it can produce fruit out of a want to, out of a willing heart. In fact, in Acts 13, where they were putting all this bondage upon him, he said, "Why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear?" The law, legalism, produces a yoke of bondage. That's the difference between having a have-to or a want-to attitude concerning the Word of God. You should have a want-to, a willingness. If you do things out of a have-to, it has become legalism, it has become bondage, it is not going to produce fruit. Everything that we do is because of the Word in us that has given us the revelation of His ways, and we have a want-to with a willing and obedient heart attitude. We choose to do the things of God, and of course it brings us to freedom and liberty in the Lord. Don't tempt the Lord. Remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, God was not well pleased with them. Why? Because they were overthrown in the wilderness. Why? Because they kept tempting God. They lusted after evil things. They were idolaters. Any time you get into idolatry, looking at anything as a source outside of God, you are actually tempting the Lord. They committed fornication. And they were not obedient to Him. It said, "Let us not tempt Christ." We're not to tempt Him. As some of them also tempted and were destroyed of the serpents. Anytime you tempt the Lord, you're going to be destroyed of the serpents. They murmured and they were tempting God and they were destroyed. Don't give place to this in your life. We also talked about the way they tempted God was because they hardened their heart. If you harden your heart, you're tempting Him. And what's going to happen? That shows that you have a wrong heart attitude. You're not going to know His ways. You're not going to enter into His rest. Remember, because of their unbelief, they could not enter into the promised land. In fact, with that evil heart of unbelief and tempting God, they departed from the living God. They hardened themselves because of the deceitfulness of sin. What's the answer? Hold fast to the Word of God. Be one who hears His voice. He says, if you'll hear His voice, harden not your hearts. I'll tell you, it grieved Him because they hardened His heart. Don't harden your heart. Be obedient. Enter in through faith into the promises of God. Don't cast away your confidence. Be a consistent doer of the Word of God in your life. Praise God. Well, we're going to get into talking now about the third type of temptation, and that is Satan testing man. We talked about man testing God, God testing man. Remember, God tests man with the Word, the purpose to bless him. Man tests God by drawing back from His Word, and the result is he limits the Holy One of Israel. He limits God from working in his life. And Satan comes to test man, and his purpose is to take the Word out of your heart, to stop you from walking in line with the Word in order to bring destruction upon you. In Matthew chapter 4, in verse 1, Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And the Bible says he'd fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Remember, 40 is the number of testing and temptation. And then it says he afterward was hungered. And the tempter came to him and said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." If you be, the devil comes and brings all kinds of doubt and statements to question who you are. He was trying to get him to question who he was. Well, the devil brings temptation to you to get you to question who you are in Christ. He doesn't want you to believe you're the righteousness of God. He wants you to think that you're just unworthy and you're never, you know, you're full of sin and you're going to walk in negative ways and you should be under guilt and condemnation. That's all from the devil. Don't ever let him cause you to question who you are in Christ. You are the righteousness of God. You are in right standing with Him. You're a child of God. You've been redeemed. You've been washed by the blood of Jesus. You now have been restored back to right relationship and right fellowship with Him, praise God. So these temptations of the devil are going to turn you away from the truth of the Word of God. Also, it tries to get you out of faith. 1 Thessalonians 3:5, he said, "I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain." This tempter is the tempter with evil, and this is Satan. Satan tests man with evil to get you to depart from the Word of God. And here he talks about their labor being in vain if they had fallen away from walking in the ways of faith. God wants you to walk by faith. If you draw back from faith, then the enemy, the tempter, has been able to be successful. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it all more abundantly. Everything that has come to bring stealing, killing, or destroying has been a work of the devil, and he has somehow tempted or tested you and gotten you to draw back in some way. I am come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. Jesus never brings stealing, killing, and destroying. He brings life. He brings health. He brings blessing to you. And that is the purpose of what God does. Satan's tests are to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Also, we see Satan's tests are to take the word out of your heart. In Luke chapter 8, verse 12, the devil came to take away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. That's exactly what he has to do. He's got to get that word out, because he knows if the word stays in you, it's going to produce the fruit after its kind. As you believe upon it, you're going to see the salvation of the Lord come to pass. And then in verse 13 of Luke 8, the Bible says, those are they which they hear, they receive the word with joy, but they have no root in themselves, because they weren't a consistent hearer and doer, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. Temptation from the devil is designed to get you to fall away from the Word of God, to draw back from it. And so this is another purpose, to take the Word out of your heart so that you will not see the fruit of it come to pass. Another purpose of Satan's temptation is to try your faith so your faith will not work. In James chapter 1, know this, the trying of your faith works patience. That's why you're to count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. The temptations come against you. You must know it is the trying or the testing of your faith. The devil is coming against you in the area especially of the soul. That's where it has to bring into operation patience. Let patience, which is when you have patience, that's where you possess control in the soul realm. Let patience have its perfect work, that you might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The devil comes to try your faith, to draw you back, because he knows when you walk by faith, you're going to overcome and you're going to see the victory. So we've seen that Satan is the one who tempts us. He comes with the purpose to kill, destroy, steal in your life, take the word out of your heart, to stop your faith from producing fruit. Well, we've introduced this. We're going to continue on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have